Great. Am I
Well,
sounding okay?
yes, but you're a little bit, your camera could go down a bit lower, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah.
You're a bit
Oh, is
higher.
this? Oh, is
Yeah.
this? Are you going to use
That's,
this?
yeah, yeah.
Are
If
you going
we
to use the
can,
video?
Oh, if we
video?
can,
Yeah,
we'd like
we'd
to
love
for a
to.
little
Yeah,
bit, if that's
even
okay.
just
Are you
if,
okay with that or not?
even if you're just waving.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't get, my hat on
No,
or whatever.
don't worry about that.
Yeah, I think the glasses are in the bathroom. Yes. That's my wife going to get my
I love
sunglasses.
that.
Oh,
They're like, where are the glasses? Of course, they're in the
the
bathroom.
bathroom.
They're in the bathroom because that's where I took them off.
And tell me, what did she just bring you? Was it a cup of tea?
No, she brought me my water. I drink a lot of
Oh,
water.
okay, right. That's good. Hey, now before we got started, we were talking to your publicity people, and Jake from publicity said to us that you are the nicest human that he has ever dealt with. Ever.
Well,
Melissa Etheridge?
ever,
Ever.
ever.
That's what he
Well, that
said.
I'll take
That's a
that.
direct quote.
I'll
Well,
take
I've spoken to a music insider, and he nominates Bryan Adams.
Bryan
So,
Adams, awful nice. We did a tour together once, and it was a very nice tour.
I am a super fan, but I've actually only seen you once, and it was in the 90s, and we had tickets to the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over. And it got
Oh.
cancelled in Australia because I think someone was sick. And so their gift to
Yeah.
us when they rescheduled the shows was you. You were that we got a double whammy. It was amazing.
I love doing that tour with them as stadiums. It was
Yeah, it was
huge. It was so
huge.
much fun.
That's
Yeah,
right. It was the biggest thing I'd ever been to. It probably still is.
that was about
95.
'95,
It was
94,
'95.
93, right around there, in three,
Yeah,
four,
no, it
five.
was
Yeah.
definitely 95 because when the first Eagles show was supposed to be on, it I bought the tickets like a year earlier. I literally had a baby on the day of the concert that got cancelled. I had Millie the
Oh.
day the concert got cancelled.
Ah.
So not only did I get to go to the show because I wouldn't have been able to, I was pushing a baby out, and then I got you as well. So it was like I got
Yay.
a baby, a show, and Melissa Etheridge.
I was delighted that this country called Australia, this whole continent, was enjoying my music. I'd never thought that, Australia was, they didn't teach us enough about Australia, okay? But
Felt it would have felt a
getting
long
to
way.
Know you and getting to come down there as many times as I have, I just love it. It's just really delightful.
How many
Yeah.
times have you been to Australia?
Well, every time a presidential election comes around, I'm always like, oh God, I'm out of here.
Oh, geez.
It's
You're
insane.
in for a tough year, Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, I am. That's why I'm going back down there again. You're
Yeah.
always
Come down.
reminding me.
You have put out a memoir late last year. It's called Speaking to My Angels.
Talking to my angels, but
Talking,
that's
sorry,
close,
Talking to
yeah.
My Angels, which is the same as the song. Sorry, I just lost it
Yeah.
in a moment. It's a beautiful memoir. It also deals with the tough stuff. Your beautiful boy died in 2020 when he was just 21 years old. And I love the way you speak about grief and just say that, of course, I have my grief, but I need to find joy too. Can you speak to that?
Yes, losing a child is just inconceivable. I mean, they don't. There's not even a word for it in any language. There's, you can be an orphan or you can be a widow, but there's a parent that loses a child. That's inconceivable. So it's incredibly painful. And yes, lots and lots of grief. Also, I know my son would not want me to be overcome and stop my life and get sick again or worse. That's not what it's about. He had his life. He made his choices, and I certainly did the best I could at the time. It's about living this life and living on. It does no one any good for me to stop and just curl up in a ball of grief. It's there every day, and you live with it, and you learn to cultivate it like a loved one far away. It's just that's where I keep it in my heart.
Yeah, and I
It's
think that you'd speak to a lot of parents.
oh well, I mean, we do come in contact with a lot of parents, especially through our work with the Children's Ward, that have tragically lost a child in their life, and
You've just got to find a way forward, however that
I'm
is.
just such a big admirer of anyone that can keep going after that, whatever they're doing. It is just amazing. So, you're even more amazing than we thought, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, you're sweet. No, thank you. The life has given me some interesting turns, and I try to make the best I can out of it.
So you're on your way to the Gold Coast. Do you know much about the Gold Coast?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you
It's like
do?
the It's like California. Yeah, it's yes, it's just yes. It's beautiful. I've been there. I played a couple of different places. I had a friend who took me out on a boat, and we just had a wonderful time. And so I have just lovely memories, and I think it's just a beautiful part of the whole world.
You're going to be here in May, which is actually a really beautiful time.
Best time.
It's just starting to cool off after summer. You're going to love it. So the weather's nice and calm is what I'm saying. So it's plenty of beautiful stars. But your memories of the Gold Coast, what is it you're telling other people about Australia? Good and bad.
Good and bad. The things you notice.
We actually prefer bad. Yeah. So what do you got?
I'm trying to think if there's anything, if it was like, the only bad thing is how long it takes to get to you guys, you know, really. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's mm-hmm. a terribly long flight. But
you're in first class with all the rich people, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's still, you know, 15 hours in the air. It's still that, you know.
Boo-hoo. Tell somebody to cry. Who cares?
No matter what. So.
I love this. Your wife is creeping around the background. The dog got
in. It's because
the dog
keeps coming in and out.
Did you see the British journalist where his little kid ran in and then the
it's
dog.
It's not quite that bad.
Just a little bit.
And what dog? It's just a little like it.
I was going to say, that little dog, what is that? What sort of dog is that?
Oh, it's a little, it's a mix. Where is she? Oh, she's a mix of, I think she's part poodle, part cat, I think. Yeah. She's just a lovely rescue that we have. Here she
look
is.
At her.
Charlie. Woo.
Hello, Charlie.
She's a little, she's got a little fro on her head. Yeah. She's just she does. Funny dog.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, Australia.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
No, I can't think of anything bad. You guys, the food you have is amazing, wonderful.
Yeah. We have good
clean,
coffee.
Healthy food, beautiful weather, beautiful people, fun people. I always tell, it's about the people. You all are warm, fun, open, delighted. You know, you have the most incredible accent and we just love you all.
I went to America for the first time last year and we did New Orleans, Memphis, Nashville. Just loved it. Loved every second.
I had to sit here and cross to her and hear all about it.
But it was quite funny. A lot of times people would stop us and because they'd be like, are you Australian? And want us to speak. And the thing that on more than one occasion we were asked to say was, they'd say, I can't believe it's not butter. For some reason, Americans found that really weird the way we said that.
So, I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. I think because we say can't, not I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. I just always tell people how you like to cut words in half. It's like you don't have time to say a full word.
No,
you
we
know?
Can't. We have
everything is everything ends in an I, you
yeah.
know.
It's I or O.
Yeah, Arvo, Servo. Yeah. Yeah.
You would be Mel. Not Melissa.
Yeah, no yeah. way oh, you'd no. be Melissa. Mel. No way. Yeah. Yeah.
Or
Liz.
Ethos.
Yeah, right.
Etheridge, you'd be Ethos.
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't have time. You have other things to do.
What do you get called? What do your friends call you?
Oh, honey.
Of course they do.
You know, no, they call me Melissa. Not many call me Mel. I don't get called Mel much. Mama.
Yeah, mama.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, there is that.
Yes. Yeah, they're not friends, though. They're spawned. They know that's different. That's
right. Very different.
Exactly right.
Well, look, I just cannot wait. So what the whole blues thing is such a broad church blues.
Oh, isn't it?
How do we say, yes, that is blues, there's the border? You know, I actually don't know.
I don't think you do. I think your blues festivals are... It's telling some, it covers a large area because there's rock blues, there's country blues, there's, you know, rhythm and blues. There's so many places.
So different,
and because all of that music comes from the blues, I mean, you can trace it right back.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, straight back country, straight back to the blues. And so anything rock and roll, anything that I think is, you know, guitar-based, song-based, edgy feeling, singer-songwriter, maybe, you know, kind of that stuff. It fits in there. So I love playing any blues festivals, and I'm not going to disappoint in this one. We're going to let it all out.
And you're going right back to the classics because there's fans like Caroline.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to give him that album, you know, the whole thing.
I do.
I believe. Go ahead. What?
I have issues.
Uh-oh.
So what are your issues?
My issues are, if you turn one of your songs into a 35-minute blues riff, I will come up there and take that guitar out of your hands.
I don't believe in jamming that long.
Okay.
I'll jam a good, like bring me some water. I'll take my acoustic guitar, and as long as you're hollering and screaming, I'll play, a good 10-minute song.
When you're doing that, I want you to have me in your head.
No, we're going to, every jam that I do, it will stop right when you want it to.
Okay, all right.
We don't bore our audience.
I think the term you're looking for, Melissa Etheridge, is all killer, no filler.
Okay,
That's right. I promise you. Yeah. You will hear the hits you want to hear. Yeah. Right? You will be exhausted and delighted after the show.
Okay, I believe you.
This is what we love. Okay. This is what we love. Hey, this has been absolutely exhilarating for me. I know Caroline's an enormous fan as well. Melissa Etheridge, can you tell us, we're super excited to talk to you, but there must be someone that you get a little, tongue-tied
overwhelmed.
There must be someone where you're looking at going, oh, my God, that's...
I can't believe I got to work with them.
Surely. Who is it?
Patrick Mahomes? Can you see I'm a huge Kansas City fan?
There you go. Yes. Are you going to hang with Taylor Swift? Are you guys going to go around and do barbecues together?
Yeah, let's do that. Is she done down there?
She just left.
Oh, well. I'm a big. I've been a big Kansas City Chiefs fan for 50 years. So I get kind of nervous, around those guys. But musicians, I've met everybody. Talked to them and sang with them. And
Patrick Mahomes is a good-looking rooster, I have to say. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. I was a bit surprised by that response.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
it wasn't the boss.
The boss.
No, I've sung with him before. I know him.
All right, then. Thank you so much for being so generous. You are the nicest human ever, just like Jake from Publicity told us. And we'll see you at Blues on Broad Beach.
I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you get to come backstage and say hi.
Oh, we'll be there. You'll be sorry you said that. We'll be all over you like a rash.
Come see me.
All right. See ya.
Melissa, thank you so much for your time.
All right. See you in a minute, Jake. Bye.
See ya. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
Great. Much appreciated. Too easy.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, Jake. Cheers, mate.